Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Jim, request for Triple Play Thursday, some Carly Simon, and that's You Belong to Me. So we got two more songs by Carly Simon to hear on Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. So there you go. Now, are we ready to get started here? For those of you who are want to play along at home, again, we are about to play Would Esmeralda Buy That? Would Esmeralda Buy That? And Esmeralda Leon, who lives in our traffic hut, she is kind of obsessed with, you know, your as-seen-on-TV infomercial kind of products and gimmicks and gadgets and stuff. And so the idea of Would Esmeralda Buy That is I will describe an actual item, many of which have been submitted by listeners. We will describe the item, talk about it, and then Vic and Dan and myself will vote on whether Esmeralda would buy it. And then she will tell us whether she would buy it, and we either get it right or we get it wrong. And you can play along at home. Again, you can see pictures of all of the items in living color on our Facebook page. So you can check it out at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Check it out right now, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. So are we ready for the theme there, Dan? Yeah. That's right. Would Esmeralda buy that? Do you know I have a double CD at home that's only game show theme songs? Does that sound surprising to you at all that I have that?
Not at all. I would expect more. For a second, I thought you were going to tell me you had a whole CD of remixes.
Of the Price is Right.
I was going to go, wow.
It's on the CD. No. Oh. And then, of course, we have this. All right. Vic, are you ready, my friend?
Yep.
Dan, do it. All right. Dan, you ready?
Yep.
All right. And Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here is item number one up for bids. The Katatsu Japanese Heating Bed Table. This is submitted by our listener, Sue. Thank you, Sue. Never leave your bed again with this awesome Japanese invention. It consists of a blanket placed around a low table that you pull up to your couch. There is a heat source placed underneath the tabletop to keep you warm and toasty, perfect for one person or a group. Despite shipping from Japan, the heater is compatible with American outlets and does not require a converter. The origins of the table can be traced to the 14th century Japanese, i.e. rori, or cooking hearth. The costs start at $125, but it can go up to at $435. Never leave your bed again. All right. The Kotatsu Japanese Heating Bed Table. All right. I want to start with, who do we want to start with this time? Vic?
You know, as comfy as laying on top of a warm table sounds, I think I would just rather go with a heating blanket, like an electrical blanket, so no.
You're going to say that she says no.
Yeah, no.
All right. Dan, what do you think?
Esmeralda is all about the comfort.
Yeah.
And I have been burned every single time there has been a chair-like item involved.
You have?
I've always vote no, and she always votes yes. But despite that track record...
No, you're gonna go for it again?
I am going to vote no. I think it's just a little too lazy. I mean, I think she likes elements of it.
Yeah.
I think if somebody else had it, she would try it. But for her own house, I say no.
Okay. All right. I'm a little, I'm a little weirded out by this thing. Like it's just a hot table that you pull up to the couch and then put a blanket over it. I don't know.
The thing that concerns me is that cat in the next to the heat source. He's pretty close.
He is. Yeah. And the whole heat source thing, table thing kind of freaks me out. That's just me personally. I, however, do think that Esmeralda, I'm going to agree. So Vic, you said yes.
No.
Oh, you said no.
Right.
Well, no. I'm going out on the limb. I'm going to say yes. So either this is going to be a good move early in the game or I'll be way behind. So I say yes. Vic says no. Dan says no. Esmeralda.
Yes.
See, there you go, baby.
Although I do have some, concerns as well.
Okay.
But I feel like they probably cover up that heat source. Because wouldn't there just be people with a lot of leg burns?
Yeah, I mean, that's my concern about it as well. And but the cat's, like, right next to it in the picture.
Right, but cats love heat.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Also, Dan, you underestimate how lazy I am.
Oh,
never again.
Yeah, you...
I've been considering taking my TV and putting it in my room because I don't want to leave my bed because I have, like, 7 layers and it's so warm.
Right. All right, well, there you go. Dan was wrong, Vic was wrong, and I was right. How often does that happen? Not very often. Okay. Here's the next one. The Winx sleep mask pillow, and that's WINKZ already scoring points for adding that Z on the end, like it's fly. The Winx sleep mask pillow, this is submitted by our listener, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. Imagine settling down for the night and sliding this exquisitely cool satin pillow across your face. Each Winx sleep mask is handsome and comes lightly scented with lavender. Unlike other masks, there's no strap, allowing the pillow to easily slide off as you turn in your sleep. Available versions include both eyes closed or winking. And you can see in the picture that they have two big eyes on the sleep mask, and she has the girl in the picture has the winking version. $30 for the Winx sleep mask pillow. All right, Vic, what do you think, my friend?
No,
any reasoning?
Yeah, I recall her saying she doesn't really like things on her face like that. I think there was a mask we looked at previously.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
All right.
No.
Okay, Dan, what? What do you say?
You know, I'm torn because I know she likes like Etsy-ish type stuff that's handmade and crafted. May I just add that the woman in the picture could very well be like Mary Sandberg's cousin. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like not Mary Sandberg, but like,
I could see that.
Like, could easily be Mary Sandberg's cousin.
Yeah.
I don't like to make fun of people who make handcrafted things, but I think the quality's too poor. I think she will vote no.
She's going to vote no on that. Okay. Let me say that I would get this because I sleep with a T-shirt over my eyes like Reggie Dunlop, Paul Newman, in Slapshot. That's how I sleep. I put a T-shirt over my eyes. So I would definitely get this. So, but that's just me. As far as Esmeralda goes, I'm going to say yes again. I'm going out. So you guys both said no. And I'm saying yes again. So this could be a three-way tie, or I could pull ahead and have an early lead. But I'm going to say yes, and I think it's because of the lightly scented lavender. That's the thing that put it over the top for me. All right, so Vic, Dan say no, I say yes. Esmeralda?
I like lavender, but no.
Come on!
No.
Come on!
How does it stay on if it's a whole pillow?
It doesn't stay on.
So then what's the point?
The point is that it'll help you fall asleep, and then you'll be asleep.
I guess. I've actually started wearing a mask.
Have you? Does it work for you?
Yeah, because it's really, you know, it's darker.
Yeah. I spent a little time wearing a mask, but I just put the T-shirt over my face. No.
That works?
It works. Yeah, it totally works.
Do you sleep like a corpse? And never move?
No, I move. But you
so
can.
How does it?
The T-shirt doesn't. I can always, you know, like if I wake up or something, I can move the T-shirt. If I'm moving my position, I'm going to go sideways or something. I can just move the T-shirt along with me. Yeah. No, it's fine with me. All right. So now what do we? We're a three-way tie, right, guys?
Tied up.
All right. Well, we have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back. Dan and Vic and myself all have one. And would Esmeralda buy that? And we've got more coming up. Yes. Yeah. The image that immediately comes to mind whenever I hear this song is someone trying to pour ketchup out of a ketchup bottle. It's a Triple Play Thursday. Jim requested Carly Simon. That's Anticipation. You guys too young to remember Heinz ketchup commercial with that song?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Good Lord. I am, what am I, 90?
Yes.
It was, the commercial was, because it takes a long time, because Heinz ketchup is so thick and rich.
Oh, that's right.
It takes a long time for the ketchup to come out of the bottle. And so the commercial was, they would play that song, and because people would want the ketchup out, you have to wait.
And then they invented squeezable bottles.
That's exactly right.
That you was just it. Hit the side.
Yeah, I know.
Hit the 88 or whatever.
57.
Okay. Mine say 88.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Are we ready to get back into what Esmeralda buy there? All right. Next on the list here, the Flippin' Fantastic, submitted by Paul, our listener Paul. The Flippin' Fantastic. It's the easy, fast, and fun way to make perfect pancakes every time. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Step one, pour the batter into the Flippin' Fantastic 7 silicone rings. Step two, lift and flip. Step three, enjoy perfectly shaped golden brown pancakes. The secret is the nonstick silicone ring. Ooh, the side holds batter to a perfect shape for even cooking. The flat bottom ring supports everything. It's also great for eggs, omelets, hash browns, and more. Dishwasher and microwave safe. One for $14.95 plus shipping and handling. But if you purchase now, you buy one, you get one free. All right. The Flippin' Fantastic. Vic, what do you think?
I think she would buy that.
Okay. Any particular reason? Or
I was going to say no, actually, but then you can do eggs, omelets, hash browns. Yeah, I think she would go for it.
Okay, Vic says yes. Dan, what about you?
I think it'll be yes. I think it's, you know, if it does its job, she will be all about it.
Okay. I, too, am going to say yes. And I think Vic, like you, I think the addition of, like, eggs and omelets and hash browns and other stuff is what opens the door to, you know, like if it were strictly just pancakes, then no. But I'm going to say yes for the Flippin' Fantastic. That's three yeses. All right, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Yes. Where's the ding?
Ding.
Oops, sorry.
There we go. All right, so we're two. We each have two. Now, what was it about this that you
I can't make a proper pancake to save my life.
Ah.
So this thing would help me. And, yeah. You guys hit it right on the nose. Because I was like, but just pancakes. And then I saw eggs, omelets, and hash browns.
Right. That's when you went, okay.
I was like, yeah, no, I want that.
All right. Years ago, I ordered the pancake Flippy. And because I was drunk. I was watching TV at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I don't even eat pancakes, really. And I never make them. But I watched the infomercial, and I was drunk. And I went, oh, I got to get that. And I ended up getting two of them. I got two pancake Flippies. And the pancake Flippy, by the way, one of the dumbest gadgets of all time, Esmeralda. This is really, stay away from this if you ever see a commercial for it. It's basically a frying pan with a hinged lid. Okay? And the lid is also like made of metal. It's flat.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
So what you do is you pour the pancake batter in, and then you just, instead of flipping the pancake, which is, you know, so hard to do, you flip the entire pancake Flippy, and that metal part that was once the lid is now on the flame. You don't have to flip it, and then now it'll cook.
The flip jack?
I think that's just what it's called, yeah.
Yeah.
So so I bought it, now, you know, and I get it, and I don't even, you know, but they said you can make eggs with it. All right, so I have the eggs on, so I crack a couple of eggs in this thing. And I get
Dan,
it to the point
Dan
where, hey,
the emergency
you're
I just saw your email. Hey, Dan, I just saw your email. I'm trying to get a hold of our engineer who is.
Wait a second. Dan's mic was on. Dan. Okay. Anyway, like I was saying, so you flip. So the idea is to, like, you can make the eggs, and then instead of flipping it over easy, you could just take the entire thing, flip over to the flat metal side, and it will cook the other side of the eggs.
Right. I'm seeing this thing as, like, nonstick. That egg's sliding all over the place.
Yeah, but here's the problem. When you go to flip it, there's a gap in between the hinge, the lid, and the bottom part. So I went to flip it, and the egg spilled out all over the burner as I tried to flip it.
You got to flip it quick.
No, not, it doesn't even matter how quick you flip it. You know, gravity is a real thing. So, all right. All right, so we got that one right, right?
Yes.
Okay, we all got that one right. Okay, so now it's 2-2-2. All right, how about this next one? Is the JanSport. Oh, JanSport. Oh, backpacks. JanSport Digital Burrito Pouch. Submitted by listener Charlie. Make your friends hungry and jealous with your JanSport Digital Burrito Pouch. The outside of the pouch looks like a delicious tortilla. Inside of the pouch contains loops that can securely store electronic cords, power bricks, and other essentials. Also contains an internal mesh pocket for items that won't fit in the loops. Easily rolls back for easy storage in a backpack. Dimensions are 13.5 inches by 9.5 inches by 0.8 inches. $22.70. The JanSport Digital Burrito Pouch. Vic.
Who thought of this? I just can't believe it. No. I cannot believe this exists.
So you're saying no.
Yeah.
And no. You would like to find out who thought of it.
Not really.
We need to call up JanSport right now and go, who's responsible for the digital burrito pouch?
I mean, it's kind of cute, but I just don't understand the pairing of the tortilla pouch with this, what do you call this thing?
It's a pouch. So that you
carries,
can,
what is it?
Electronic cords, power bricks, other essentials, stuff like that.
Okay.
But it just looks like a burrito. It looks like you're carrying a burrito, basically.
No.
Okay, you're saying no. Dan?
Vic, I too want to call the person who invented this and thank them, because I think this is where I'm going to make my move and overtake you here, because she absolutely will buy this.
Okay.
This has Esmeralda written all over it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I got to agree with Dan on this one. So this could be a big power move for you, Vic, right here.
These are all nuts.
Because of... Now, remember, it's not our opinion. Like, I think the thing is ridiculous. But we have to think the way Esmeralda thinks. And I think Esmeralda would like to walk around with a burrito that carries stuff in it. So that's the deal. So Vic says no. Dan and Nick say yes. Esmeralda?
No.
Oh!
You know, I don't really like burritos that much.
Oh,
bravo, Vic.
What?
Bravo.
Yeah.
Wow, Dan, you and I at the...
I don't... You know what it is? I don't really like... Anytime I go to Chipotle, I get a burrito bowl. Because I don't really like the tortilla.
Oh, boy.
I don't like flour tortillas.
Wow. All right. That was craziness right there.
If it was an egg roll.
Oh, see, if it was an egg roll. You see?
I'd be like, look at my egg roll. But a burrito, meh.
Wow. You realize you're Mexican, right?
Yeah, and you realize burritos aren't real things.
I know.
It's like an egg roll.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing. They're not imaginary.
I know, but egg rolls, you don't go to China and like, hey, egg rolls, everybody? They'd be like, what? You're insane.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, she makes a distinction. If it were an egg roll, she'd buy it. If it were a burrito, which it is, she wouldn't.
Or like a dumpling?
A dumpling, okay. Dan, it was just the wrong food.
So, yeah, your thought processes
right.
were correct.
Yeah.
I won
just
on
don't
a
really
technicality.
Enjoy burritos, though.
We just have to remember what food she likes and doesn't like.
See, I knew that because her and I have been having coffee together in the mornings here in the newsroom. So.
Oh.
We have coffee talk, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did you guys specifically talk about burritos?
Yeah, I yelled.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole
I
day.
Record I record all of our conversations on my iPhone. She didn't know that.
Thank you, Nixon. All right, we've got to take, is that a reference that anybody gets? You don't get the anticipation. Did you get the Nixon reference? Or is that too old?
We know history.
All right, yeah, all right. Okay. I'm going to go home and put my house coat on. All right. I won't put on cologne. I won't sit by the phone. No. Jim and the third of the Triple Play Thursday songs by Carly Simon, Jesse. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi, everybody. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 a.m., and then at 6 o'clock, it's my buddy, the best, Steve Cochran, for your morning drive. Hi. Hi, Esmer. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
And out of the hut.
Yes.
All right.
It's chilly in here.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
More so than my traffic hut.
Your hut was a little warmer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the temperature fluctuates in this. Yes.
Well, it is a hut. Usually huts are in warm climates, so.
That's true. That's true. You don't open a you don't see a lot of huts in Alaska.
Right.
Right.
You see yurts.
That's right. Okay.
Traffic yurt.
As we recap now, as Esmeralda, do you see any Yetis while you're in your
hut? No, because I'm in the tropical.
You're in
side
the
of
an, okay.
I'm in a hut.
Okay. All right, just checking. Would Esmeralda buy that? Is what we're in the middle here, talking about items that you might see on TV, that kind of stuff. I describe it. We vote on whether she will buy it, and then we find out. And you can play along at home, see all the pictures of all the items at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Currently, Vic is in the lead, everybody.
Oh, my God.
It's not that rare anymore. I've been coming up.
Vic,
it's those coffee talks.
That's what it is.
We're getting to know each other
unfair
better.
Advantage. Vic has three, Dan has two, and I have two. We're all. Are we ready for the next item up for bids, everybody?
Yes.
All right. Dan, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. T. Hanks.
Yes.
Let me describe what it is first, Vic. Jump the gun like that. Good Lord. T. Hanks. That's the initial T, period, Hanks. The Tom Hanks hand-drawn thank you card. There is no better way to say thanks than a picture of Tom Hanks saying thanks. Etsy artist Jess Brett will hand-draw a picture of the star on the front of a greeting card. Printed on quality polar matte paper, card measures approximately 5 inches by 7 inches, and the card comes with an envelope. It's $4.95. So it's an Etsy-drawn. If you can look at the picture, the front of the card says T. It's all in caps. T. Period. Hanks, which of course says thanks, and it's a picture of hand drawn picture of Tom Hanks,
a young Tom Hanks.
Well, I think. Well, I don't know
It looks like big. Big
yeah,
Tom
it
Hanks.
Looks like
yeah,
that.
I was gonna say if you could you identify the role it's from?
Can you can you customize it?
From what I saw on the Etsy page, I think you can.
Because David S. Pumpkins, for God's sake.
You would,
that has to be added to the rotation.
Are you kidding me? Okay, so Vic, you immediately said yes.
Yeah, it's quirky. It's random. It's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Hand-drawn. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Dan?
For all the reasons Vic just stated, I will also say yes.
I'm saying yes, too. Who wouldn't want this? And especially, exactly. Seriously, especially if you could customize it. Like, if I could get David S. Pumpkins on here, are you kidding me? Or his character from Bachelor Party? Come on. All right, so the T. Hanks, Tom Hanks hand-drawn thank you card, all of us say yes. Esmeralda?
Yes.
See, come on.
Yeah.
How do you not?
Yeah, V loves greeting cards. He's like a suburban housewife.
Come on, really?
Yeah. He's always going and getting, he'll get cards just in case. He's like, my friends had a baby and I don't know when I'm going to see them, but I'm going to see them. So they thought this was cute. I'm like, really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Hold on a second. How old is he?
He's 33.
Okay. He's 33. All right. He's a straight male.
Yeah.
33 years old. And he has a drawer with greeting cards.
No, but
cards.
He's, we've been out shopping and he'll buy multiple cards.
Okay.
In like, because he's like, oh well, I have to go visit this baby at some point.
Oh man,
he has given me cards for St. Patrick's Day.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he going nuts now? Does he do Christmas? Does he send out like 100?
No.
Wait a minute. He doesn't do
it's
Christmas
when he
cards.
He sees them. He'll be in the store and he'll go looking.
So he impulse buys. He impulse buys greeting cards.
Yes. But then they're for future. It's weird because it's like an impulse. But he's like, no. But if someone—that's
an old lady.
This,
it's an old lady thing.
Yeah,
it is. It's like, oh, you know, I've got a greeting card. Don't worry about it. I've got a greeting card for all occasions. Yeah. I have like 400
exactly.
greeting cards,
and I have various ones that he's giving me since we've started dating.
This is fascinating to hear because Eileen is my V. When we started dating, she did the same thing. Like, I would get a greeting card because it was, like, Thursday. And I was anti-greeting card at the time to the point where when I would go to weddings, I would write the check. So let's say I was giving the couple $100. I'd write the check for $102.50, stick it in an envelope, and on the envelope write, I figured instead of spending $250 on a card you're going to have to throw away, I'll just give it to you. In, you know, happy wedding, you know, and write that on the envelope. But now, after years of having to watch Hallmark movies, and
you're all about them Hallmark cards.
I appreciate a good greeting card. Now.
I now own like 3 cards. I can't throw them out.
Right, you can't throw them out.
You're not supposed. What's the?
And he writes notes in them. Like he writes little notes. He's very
It's funny because that, of course, Seinfeld covered this on an episode because. A girl sent Jerry a card, and when she came over, she saw it in the garbage can and went, "What is it? This is all you think of the card?" He's like, How long am I supposed to keep it? You know? And then they asked, like he asked George, what's the length of how long you're supposed to keep a card after the event? How long you're supposed to? It's a minimum of 2 days. He goes, "Are you sure that? Or are you making it up?" He goes, "I don't know. I'm making it up."
There's no ruling.
No. But in the world of Seinfeld, there has to be a rule.
Right.
All right. Well, Vic's still in the lead. Killing it this week. 4 for Vic, 3 for Dan, 3 for me. All right, we got time for one more before we... oh, my God, does this rule. This is the greatest thing ever. It's the Bill and Ted Ugly Christmas Sweater. Oh, my God. Be excellent to yourself or others with this officially licensed Bill and Ted sweater. On the front is Bill and Ted in front of the time-traveling phone booth. Just below them are all the characters from history that they meet. And on the back is a Wild Stallions logo made of 100% acrylic. $84.99. All right, if anybody's listening and wants to buy me something, this, baby. This is fantastic. Okay, Vic, what do you say?
No.
Are you anti-Bill and Ted? Or
I love it. I don't see her buying this. And this isn't Wood Esmeralda to buy this as a gift, right?
No, it's, no, no.
Wood Esmeralda to buy this for Nick. Right.
So this is no for me.
Okay, all right. And
oh, man, now Vic's got me doubting myself. I thought this was like a 2-foot butt, and now because I'm trying to remember. We all know Nick's love for the film, but I don't remember Esmeralda's reaction to it. Man, oh man.
Got you guys on the ropes.
Yeah, you know, earlier this week though, she was mentioning how she doesn't have one for the Christmas party, and I think this would be kitsch enough that enough other people would appreciate it. So I will vote yes.
I'm voting yes because, please, like, who wouldn't want this? How the hell would you not want this in your house? It's the Ugly Christmas Bill and Ted. And to say, and I like the first movie a lot, but I love the sequel. Let me just say, Bogus Journey is one of my favorite movies. So Vic is saying no. This could be a chance right here, Dan, right? For us to catch up and tie with Vic. Okay, so I say yes. Dan says yes. Vic says no. Esmeralda.
No.
No?
I would not buy this.
Not even for me?
No.
Come on.
This is not the game we're playing.
Oh, man.
No, I would not wear
what
that.
What time do you guys meet for coffee?
Yeah, seriously. What the hell is going on here?
1 o'clock in the morning, if you can make it.
Yeah. One.
You know, we're busy preparing for this professional radio broadcast. Doesn't seem like we do any preparation for it, but we actually do.
I need a Christmas sweater, but not...
Come on, it's Bill and Ted!
I want a cutesy one.
That is cute!
No. Don't shame her.
Is this the one with death?
Don't shame her?
Is this the one with death?
I don't know if death is on that particular...
I don't think he is, which...
Because
is also
death is in the sequel. He's in the Bogus Journey.
Yeah, which I would think he'd be more prominent.
Maybe he's on the back. I don't know.
No, there's a Wild Stallions logo on the back.
I know, but it says Bogus at one part. So that's the name of the second movie. So death might be in there. Would that sway your decision?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. No. Hell, I'll draw death on there if you want to say yes. All
right. I want like a cat.
All right,
like
a cat.
A kitten or something.
All right, all right. Vic is taking a commanding lead, Dan. Commanding lead.
Yeah, I mean, this is the next one. If we don't get, we're out.
Yeah, it's 5 for Vic, 3 for Dan, and 3 for Nick. This coffee thing, I think we're going to have to, on the mornings, I think on the mornings that we do Esmeralda would Esmeralda buy that. You two are restricted from seeing each other.
And you guys realize, I believe, this would be the first time in the history of this segment that someone shut down the other two contestants with three picks left.
Huge. It would be the earliest.
Gosh, I wonder if this is a world record.
Wow.
Anybody else notice that it's a super moon?
It's a super crazy moon, and they're drinking all that damn coffee. They're in cahoots. Bless you, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's your forecast for today. Cold. That's right. Would Esmeralda buy that? Continuing right now, we got a few more items here. You know what's really not fair about this game?
What's that?
I don't drink coffee, and neither does Dan. So right there, we're at a disadvantage.
Other beverages.
No.
Or just sit and take notes.
Yeah, you could just be
well, you're taping everything in there, Nixon. So, all right. Vic is way ahead. 5, and Dan and I are both tied with 3 as we guess would Esmeralda buy that, okay? All right, are we ready for the next? We have 2 more items up for bid. Here's the next one. I almost said hemorrhoids. Would Esmeralda buy hemorrhoids? It's Hero Mods. Hero Mods, a personalized 3D printed superhero. Be a hero this holiday season and Hero Mod your favorite kid, boyfriend, girlfriend, or anyone for that matter. All you need to do is pick one of 6 designs, settle on a superhero name, and upload 1 front-facing photo and 1 profile photo. Hero Mod will then take the picture and create a 3-dimensional likeness in the form of a 3-inch figurine. Each figurine is then hand-painted to add unique details about the individual. Ships in cylindrical capsules with a magnetic base and transparent exterior, your superhero name is printed on the front of the cylinder. Cost of $99. And if you look at the picture, the young woman who has her Hero Mod, it looks exactly like her, and she's a superhero. So there you go. All right, Hero Mods. Okay, champion.
Okay, you know, cost aside, because we don't take that into consideration, I think it's a little pricey, but cost aside, I do think she would be interested in getting one of herself.
Mm. Okay, all right. Wearing a Bill and Ted sweatshirt.
Superhero.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a yes from Vic. Dan, what do you think?
I am going to vote no.
Okay.
As she so affectionately refers to other things, I believe she would say this is one of those nerd people things. Not for her. Mm-hmm. I could see V buying one for himself, holding a greeting card. But she would not buy one for herself.
Okay. The question is to buy one for herself.
Right.
Because I think she would buy one for V, with V as the, you know, like as a gift to V. I think she would without question.
Right.
But I do not think that she would buy one for
herself.
I
also think she appreciates that it's they hand touch up the items. I mean, that's pretty nice and thing, and she likes that aspect.
Right. And I got to say, Vic, I don't think $99 is too expensive for this. It's like sort of hand-painted and it's personalized. I think that's pretty cool. I think they charge because we were going to have bobbleheads made of me. We were going to have a bobblehead made of me, and I think it was like $200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess, with the work that goes into it, it's worth it. I mean, it's a fair price. I think it's a little pricey for me to buy.
Okay. But we're all saying no for herself.
Say yes.
Oh, you said yes.
Yeah, I said she would buy
this. Oh, God. Oh, he could just destroy us with this one, Dan.
Or you guys might be making your move.
All right.
I would stay with your answers.
All right. 2 yeses, or 1 yes and 2 no's. Esmeralda.
No.
See, there we go.
If it was a bobblehead, I would.
Yeah.
Because then that's just you as a person. I don't really want to see myself as a superhero.
No. Now, would you buy one for V?
Probably.
Yeah. Because he'd love it, right? Like himself as a superhero?
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
The thing that turns me off the most is you have to figure out a name of a superhero, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you make up your own, so it'd be just Greeting Card Man.
Yeah. Greeting Card Man.
Greeting Card Man, yep.
Captain Hallmark.
There you go.
Oh,
might
man.
Be for Dan.
Okay, last one. Now, here's the issue. If Vic goes against Dan and I and we agree, and we agree with Esmeralda, it's a three-way tie. Do we understand what's at stake here? Okay, here we go. The Sky Runner. An ATV built to tackle any trail and where there is no trail. Made from heat-treated steel and bonded with carbon fiber composites. On the ground, it reaches 70 miles per hour, can travel 240 miles on a tank, and covers all terrains. Are you ready to fly? Simply attach the parachute to the sides of its frame, find an open patch of land, and press the gas. In air, Skyrunner uses two flight controls, one a right and left toggle, and two a throttle pedal for climbs and descents. Reaches air speeds of 40 miles per hour while restricted to a maximum feet of altitude of 10,000 feet. Holds two passengers, $139,000. The Skyrunner. All right, Vic.
No.
You're going to say no. Okay. Any particular reason? Just
It seems a little extreme for
okay.
Esmeralda.
A little extreme. Yeah, man, yeah!
Yeah, it does. I mean...
It does.
It's
totally.
Kind of nuts.
Totally. 10,000 feet?
I know.
What? Jeez.
You need a permit for that?
Oh, my God.
Ordinance that...
Yeah, don't you need, like, air clearance if you're going to... God. All right, Dan, what do you think?
Despite the strategic move of saying, yes, I will vote no. There's no way she would ever step foot in that thing.
And Dan, I agree with you that we're not going to win this week. There's no way that we can make this a three-way tie because, no, she would not buy the Skyrunner. At least that's what we think, all three of us. All right, Esmeralda.
No.
See?
I would not buy this.
No, of course not. All right.
This thing's insane.
So,
what is going on there?
So Vic won.
Ha!
Vic... And for Dan wow. and I,
oh boy!
All right, I still can't believe you wouldn't get the Bill and Ted sweater.
No.
That's the greatest item we've ever had on this mm-hmm. damn segment. Congratulations, Vic!
One of my proudest moments was that sweater pick.
Yeah,
that was
no, absolutely, man.
Impressive.
I was so overwhelmed by my love for it that...
Right, no, I would not, no.
All right, Vic 6, Dan and Nick 5 each. Vic, you are indeed our winner this week.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah.
See you next week.
Well, we'll do it next year because I'm off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll do the 2017 version of Would Esmeralda Buy That. But I am back on tomorrow. And tomorrow we've got Jeff Tuckman. We'll be giving away It's a Wonderful Life.
Ooh.
And Steve and Johnny are going to be live in studio.
Oh.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We'll be right back.